What if the secret to outperforming your competitors wasn't a better product, smarter strategy, or bigger marketing budget? What if it was something hiding in plain sight? The alignment between what your company promises customers and what employees actually experience every day. This gap between external brand and internal culture has become the Achilles heel of modern business. While 94% of executives claim culture is vital to success, only 32% say their culture actually aligns with strategy. This disconnect isn't just inefficient, it's a competitive vulnerability that undermines both customer trust and employee engagement. The solution isn't choosing between building a great brand or a great culture. It's recognizing they're two sides of the same coin, and when fused together, they create something exponentially more powerful than either could produce alone. Think of nuclear fusion. When atomic nuclei combine, they release energy far greater than their individual parts. The same principle applies when brand and culture merge. Your brand is how the world perceives you. Your culture is how your people behave when no one's watching. For decades, these were treated as separate domains. Brand lived in marketing, culture belonged to HR. But companies like Amazon discovered something remarkable. When internal culture perfectly mirrors external brand promises, magic happens. Amazon's relentlessly customer-focused culture isn't coincidentally aligned with its brand. It's the engine that makes the brand promise possible. Despite criticism of its demanding work environment, Amazon thrives because employees live the same obsession with customer value that customers experience. This creates four transformative outcomes: complete workforce alignment toward common goals, sustainable competitive advantages that can't be copied, automatic authenticity that customers can sense, and shared purpose that propels everyone toward a unified vision. When your employees experience internally what your customers experience externally, you've achieved fusion. Great organizations unite around a single overarching purpose and distinctive values that guide both internal behavior and external identity. Nike became a $100 billion empire when Phil Knight discovered its mission: bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. The footnote that if you have a body, you are an athlete isn't marketing fluff. It's the organizing principle for everything. Most organizations fail by creating separate missions for operations and brand, causing confusion and disconnection. Facebook's purpose, to make the world more open and connected, and Amazon's, to be Earth's most customer-centric company, prove that purpose-driven doesn't mean profit-averse. Core values must be equally integrated, not generic platitudes. WD-40 Company's value of creating positive, lasting memories in all our relationships applies to both employee interactions and customer experiences. That's true alignment. When properly integrated, purpose and values create pride, improve efficiency, reduce oversight needs, and unify distributed workforces across continents and cultures. Fusion demands leaders who embody their values. When Alan Mulally took over Ford during the 2008 crisis, he implemented One Ford, grounding the turnaround in the company's original purpose while fostering transparency. At one pivotal meeting, executive Mark Fields admitted a product launch was delayed. Instead of punishment, Mulally applauded his honesty, proving Ford's values weren't just wall decorations. Volkswagen's emissions scandal revealed the opposite. When leadership actions contradict stated values, customers feel personally betrayed. Research shows 61% of managers believe leaders' actions most influence organizational behavior. Culture transformation requires every leader engaged, especially middle managers who directly shape frontline experiences. Most controversially, hiring and firing decisions must reflect values, even firing high performers whose actions contradict company principles. Keeping these values destroyers sends one clear message: our values are meaningless. While 72% of executives call culture extremely important, only 32% say it aligns with business strategy. This gap exists because leaders treat culture as abstract rather than embedding it in operations. When Adobe shifted from product maker to service provider, they unified disconnected departments into integrated experience teams. Southwest Airlines agile culture stems from high manager to employee ratios and boundary spanner roles that distribute leadership. Cleveland Clinic organizes around diseases rather than specializations, enabling cross-disciplinary collaboration. Google's Rule of Seven requires managers to have at least 7 direct reports, reducing hierarchy to foster autonomy. Your operations must support desired culture. Extensive approval processes kill risk-taking. Rigid planning stifles agility. Culture change efforts fail when leaders view culture only as an input rather than recognizing it's also an outcome of organizational design. Cultural change emerges after implementing new processes to address business challenges. When Airbnb unified HR, culture, facilities, safety, and diversity into one employee experience group around Belong Anywhere, it helped propel the company to a $31 billion valuation in under 10 years. Companies investing in employee experience appear 11.5 times more often on best places to work lists and show 4 times higher average profit. Create effective experiences using customer experience design. Segment employees, identify priority interactions, consider environment and tools, then create signature experiences, the most visible symbols of your culture. When employees personally experience brand benefits, they gain motivation and knowledge to deliver them to customers. USAA has employees receive deployment letters, eat military rations, and read soldiers' letters home, building empathy that inspires solutions. At Airbnb, employees stay at Airbnb locations for business travel, receive $2,000 yearly to use the service, and become hosts themselves. When employees live the brand, they become it. Salesforce greets employees with aloha and signs emails with mahalo, infusing Hawaiian ohana culture into daily interactions. Zingerman's transforms their 72-page staff guide into an engaging reflection of their passionate culture. These aren't superficial touches. They're rituals and artifacts that make culture tangible. Rituals are meaningful, recurring activities marking milestones. Artifacts are symbolic objects making culture visible. Amazon's Door Desk Awards symbolize frugality, while City Year's red jackets instill unity. Great companies apply the same detailed attention to internal culture as they do to customer experiences. Joy de Vivre requires quarterly hotel stays so employees experience the guest perspective. Traction's Burning Man policy prioritizes time off for creative inspiration. Motley Fool's Fool Rules allow personal email use, demonstrating their Make Us Proud value through trust rather than restriction. These small elements powerfully communicate what you truly value versus what you merely claim. In today's transparent world of employee review sites and social media, internal culture becomes external brand reality almost immediately. The most successful companies fuse brand and culture into a single organizational identity. Patagonia switched to 100% organic cotton despite tripling costs and dropped successful products to align with their environmental activism. REI closed on Black Friday and launched #OptOutside, increasing social media impressions by 7,000% and sparking a movement rooted in their co-op culture. The fusion journey begins with establishing purpose and core values, assessing your current state, and focusing leadership through clear communication. Then comes organizing on brand, creating culture-changing employee experiences, building culture through rituals, engaging employees with the brand, and leveraging culture to define your brand. This requires patience and discipline, addressing fundamental drivers rather than superficial appearances. Your brand isn't what you say it is. It's what your employees make it through their daily actions.